Today on the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast, we are talking about Luke Cage Season 2, Episode 8, If It Ain't Rough, It Ain't Right.
All that right after this. Welcome to the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. My name is Matthew Carroll.
And I'm Jeff Randall.
Jeff Randall, we got this this episode. It's full spoiler alert. It turns out that Luke has not yet taken the job.
Yeah. He's kind of waffling on it.
He'll keep her safe then again, until all this is over, he says.
Then again, Mariah is also doing the same sort of thing where she's like, I want to hire you. No, I changed my mind. You have to protect me. I don't want you here. Like, yeah. She's all over the damn place.
Man, and this weird love story between Mariah and Shades. It looks like
I don't understand it.
I think Shades is a sociopath. Not in the bad way, but just I think he was just raised in a an insane environment where he has to be ready to kill or be killed, and anyone that like breaks this code of the street, he feels like has to go, even through someone he loves. And for a second, he thought Mariah was weak. You know, he's all about survival of the fittest. And like this, he thought Mariah was being so weak, and he knew she'd been with the cops. Like, he thought she might have betrayed him as well, you know?
Yeah, he thought he lost her.
Yeah. And so he was prepared. Especially since, you know, as far as he understood, she had told the lawyer not to protect him. So he thought he'd been betrayed and was ready to kill her. Had that gun in his back pocket ready to go. And instead he finds that they basically resolve the issue. This could have been disastrous, of course.
Oh, yeah. No, it could have been terrible for everybody.
Yeah.
Except for Luke. It wouldn't have been terrible for Luke.
Or, like, really anyone else.
Like, everybody
involved.
It would have
been good for the world if these two had, like, had it out and killed each other. But it looks like they're going to resolve their differences.
Damn it. Can't they just duke it out?
Yeah.
So, in the aftermath of Ridenour getting crossed off. Yeah.
Right, crossed off.
Yep. Along with Comanche at the, in, you know, in the same time, Misty Knight is in charge because apparently the paperwork hadn't been filed and the right people were on vacation at the time and didn't know that she had quit.
Yeah, I feel like that is probably realistic, but also kind of weird.
It's convenient.
Yeah, convenient. You'd think that other cop that she seems like sort of has a rivalry relationship with would have called the brass and been like, you can't leave her in charge. She quit.
Well, I think it's that while they do have a rivalry, she has an understanding that Misty Knight is one of the best cops ever.
Yeah, maybe, but who knows who's next in line after Misty. Maybe she just chose the better of the two, you know? The one that she was most comfortable.
Do you really want Bailey in charge?
Right.
Luke's waffling. Mariah's waffling. Mariah's out of money. Lost her lawyer. The lawyer's waffling.
Oh, and the lawyer showed up back at the office with Bushmaster. I laughed pretty hard at that.
Which was really funny. He's like, it's like he's the lawyer for the money that they're passing around.
Yeah. It's true. It really is. They stole the money and the club and the lawyer. The lawyer and just the goes lawyer. Where all that is.
I represent Harlem's paradise. Bushmaster achieved his goals.
Right.
He got the club. He got all her money. She is in ruins. But he's still just like, I want her dead!
Mm-hmm. is an interesting juxtaposition, and more than I want her dead, I want to keep taking this substance that's obviously harming me.
Yeah.
So he has this real weird addictive relationship with this substance.
Well, he feels like he has to beat Luke Cage.
And it was also a strange scene when they juxtaposed Luke sitting in church, hearing a sermon. It was almost like they're both preparing for this showdown, you know? And one is listening to a pastor speak and trying to be inspired, and one is taking a substance that's harming him. Like,
that you is, need Jesus, boy.
It was kind of a. It seemed like one of those moments. And also it also had this. The other side had sort of these like pagan sort of imagery with him, with all the candles around. It was some sort of ceremony. So it's not just the substance, but it was like they were both worshiping at a certain altar.
Yeah, it could have been.
I don't know. Just couldn't help but notice the juxtaposition. I don't really know what they're trying to say with that exactly, but it definitely seemed like something they were trying to drive something home.
You trying to say paganism's bad? Saying the old gods are wrong?
Maybe. 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 But I would probably say that just like. I don't know. If I had to guess at what they're saying, I'm really kind of spitballing. But it seems like they're both seeking something, and one is finding it in an unhealthy place, and the other's finding it in a healthy place. Whether that's, you know, whether they think that the religion of Luke is correct or whatever, the writers is seeking it in like growing and learning and some sort of morality is probably better than seeking it in a substance.
Maybe.
But yeah, I don't know.
The Bible doesn't come for me the way this bottle does.
Right.
Glug, glug, glug.
Yeah, so, you know, probably trying to say something there. Of course, we haven't seen how it ends up, so we'll see what happens when they meet.
Yeah.
I just feel like Bushmaster is self-destructive.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whatever the substance is harming him. He hurt his hand hitting a desk, and like Misty could have destroyed that desk. Like Bushmaster was a big threat, but now it seems like he's gone overboard and he's going downhill. So I don't know. It's kind of strange because right now, basically, the only reason it seems okay that Luke is working with Mariah and helping Mariah is because there's a greater threat. But is he a greater threat, or is he just going to self-destruct anyway?
I don't know.
I mean, Shades is the greatest threat in the show.
Yeah, he is.
Interesting.
The thing with his hand, though, it looked like that started after he broke that chair in half. Because okay. Like, the guy comes in, he's like, she escaped the fire, and it was Luke Cage, and he just rips the chair in half. He's like, get out of here!
Yeah.
And then his hand seemed to hurt. But like that was his uncle that I was calling his daddy. His dad's dead, obviously, after this story.
Right.
But his uncle had told him, like, the nightshade hurts you. Like, the more you take, the more it hurts. And so we're starting to see that. And I think he's just going to spiral, and it's not going to be much for Luke to beat him with just, like, pushing him over the edge. Like, yeah, no, keep taking it, keep going.
Yeah. I wish we knew more about the Nightshade and what it was actually doing. Also, I totally made this call in like the second episode that the girl who Mariah's daughter Tilda is going to come up with some sort of compound to counteract.
Oh yeah,
Bushmaster's thing.
Good call.
I called that as soon as she was introduced. I was like, sure, she's Mariah's daughter, but she seems friendly with Luke. She's flirty with Luke. And she has the knowledge of this stuff. She's totally going to be like the anti-Bushmaster pill. he's gonna get some sort of dust to blow in his face.
She's our Fitzsimmons.
Yeah.
In a weird way. In this episode, there was one of the best lines delivered that I like audibly cackled at.
What's that?
It was where... when Luke comes through the doors in the back of the church, like when it's, you know, the hallway or whatever, and his dad's beating the crap out of that one guy, and he's like, dad, calm down, it's over. And he's like, he shot at you. He's like, bullets bounce off, man, it's whatever. And he's like, I don't care. Keep shooting at my baby.
I thought that was sweet.
It was so sweet, but I just died. Keep shooting at my baby.
Yeah, the way he infantilizes Luke is really weird to me.
Yeah, gonna take that bass out your voice, boy. You thinking you're grown or something?
Yeah, like, yes, I'm grown.
Yes, I'm a fully grown man.
An adult man who's like had a wife that died and like went to prison and like just so many things this man's been through, and he's acting like he's a kid. And I get it. I get the kind of joke there, you know, not even the like joke, but just that like your parents are always going to view you kind of that way.
Yeah.
But
Dad, I have saved this city a couple of times now. Like, I think it's time for me to get my own damn pants.
Yeah. He's, you know, he brought him into this world. He can take him out.
I don't care how bulletproof you are. I will break my foot off in your ass.
I'd like to see you try. I don't know.
I love their relationship.
I don't. Reminds me too much of my actual father.
Yeah. Anyway,
my parent. Yeah, that's neither here nor there. This is not my. So I'm a musician. I travel for a living. Practically, I go around on tour all over the place. A couple years ago, my family went on a cruise, and it was three cars going down to the cruise. And you know, it's the day of GPS. Like, I know how to get there. And the other two cars were driven by my uncle and my father. And they were like, you have to drive between us. Like, you can't go ahead or behind us. We have to keep an eye on you on the road because you're the child. And I was like, guys, I've probably done more driving than you guys in my lifetime already. Like, I'm not... Like, I'll meet you there. It's fine. Like, we can all leave separately. We can all meet there. I know how to get there. It's totally fine. It was really strange. It's parents treating kids like children. Or adults like children. I don't know. I'm not a fan.
I see. So you're having a rough time with Luke and his dad.
I just think his dad's a dick.
Oh, he is. He is, but he's...
It's funny.
He's an enjoyable one at this point.
Funny. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Mariah treats her daughter kind of like a child still. But, like, I don't know. It feels different with her. Like, I still don't trust Mariah. I keep thinking she's, you know, trying to use her daughter in some way.
Mm-hmm.
And she keeps saying, like, no, I do care for you. I'm like, no, you don't. Don't lie to her.
Well, the whole reason she went into the thing to begin with and tried to the whole reason she went in and tried to befriend her again or whatever, like get her back in her life, was for political reasons. So we know, like,
yeah,
she's just been using her daughter from the beginning.
Yeah So like, how'd that work out for you, Mariah? How's that going?
Yeah, using your daughter, not listening to shades, all these things have been very bad for her.
All right, man. I think we're ready for the next one.
Me too. Guys, right now, if you are interested in the rest of these episodes sooner, over on Patreon, we have the entire Luke Cage Season 2 is already up and live for our patrons. So if you're interested, go become a patron. It's a great time. Patreon.com/MCUcast. Otherwise, we'll be back with you tomorrow with the next episode of Luke Cage. We're the Marvel Cinematic Universe Podcast. Hit us up at MCUcast.com, at MCUcast on Twitter, Facebook.com/MCUcast, or MCUcast@gmail.com. Call us at 573-CAST-MCU and leave us a voicemail if you want to comment also. And Patreon.com/MCUcast, where you can support the show and get the early and ad-free access to all the shows. So check them out. Peace.
Until next time, true believers.